Imagine a smart home that, well, truly understands your daily life, not just, flipping switches, but knowing what you're actually doing, even the unusual stuff. It's almost like it's alive, learning your habits.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is how we actually teach these AI systems to be that perceptive. So today we're doing a deep dive into this paper. It's called Class Imbalance in Multi-Resident Activity Recognition. It's all about how AI in smart homes learns to recognize different activities when there's more than one person involved just from sensor data.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that. The big challenge, especially with multiple people, is this thing called class imbalance. That sounds pretty technical. What does it actually mean for, you and me in our homes?
Well, it's simpler than it sounds, really. Just think about it. Some activities, like maybe watching TV, preparing food, happen all the time, right? But others, like someone having a fall, thankfully, are very rare. So this uneven mix, where some classes of activity are common and others are super scarce, that makes it really tough for the AI to learn properly.
Yeah, it gets great at spotting the everyday things, but can easily miss the rare ones. And often those are the critical ones. I mean, failing to detect a fall is way more serious and confusing, say, brushing teeth with washing hands.
That makes total sense. The AI kind of defaults to what it sees most often. So our mission here is to look at the clever ways deep learning models get around this imbalance problem. And it's not just about being accurate, right? It's also about making these systems trustworthy, explainable to you.
Exactly. And the paper looks into two main kinds of strategies. First, you've got data level methods. These basically tweak the training data itself. You could maybe create more artificial examples of those rare events.
Like generating fake fall data so the AI sees it more often during training?
Sort of, yeah, to give more to learn from. And the second type, that's algorithm level methods. Here, you adjust the learning process itself, and this is where it gets pretty interesting. The paper found one approach worked particularly well. Cost-sensitive learning.
Cost-sensitive learning, okay? How does that work? Well, imagine you're, I don't know, training a dog. Some mistakes are minor, right? Like chewing a toy instead of a bone. But others are serious, like ignoring a fire alarm. Cost-sensitive learning basically teaches the AI that different mistakes have different costs or consequences.
Okay, so instead of treating every mistake the same, the AI learns that misclassifying a fall or missing something critical is a much, much bigger deal than, say, mixing up breakfast and lunch prep. It's about focusing the AI's attention.
You've absolutely hit the nail on the head. It assigns different weights, you could say, to different activities. So the AI cares more about getting those rare critical events right. And the research showed this approach really boosted performance. It cut down critical errors for rare events significantly without messing up the accuracy for common stuff.
That sounds like a huge step for actually using this in the real world. Now, the paper used specific deep learning models, right? LSTMs, long short-term memory, and bidirectional LSTMs. Why those? What makes them good for this?
Right, LSTMs. They're really good at understanding sequences, like this stream of sensor data over time in a home. They have this kind of memory for context, which is, well, vital when you're trying to see if a series of small sensor triggers adds up to something meaningful.
Like making a meal or maybe something more serious.
Exactly. And they tested all this rigorously using large real-world data sets, things like Eras and Casas Kyoto. These capture the actual messy reality of daily life with multiple people.
Crucial stuff. But let's zoom out a bit. This whole thing about class imbalance and activity recognition, it feels bigger than just smart homes. What are the sort of broader takeaways for AI in general?
Oh, definitely. It really hits on key principles we need for all AI: explainability, retraceability, and human interpretability. Explainability is about understanding how the AI decided something. Retraceability lets you track the data and steps. And interpretability, that just means the AI's conclusions make sense to us humans.
And that's fundamental for your trust, isn't it? Especially in really sensitive areas, elder care, for example, or even for regulations like Europe's right to explanation. You need to know why the AI did what it did.
Precisely. And the study does point out that while things like cost-sensitive learning are great for performance on rare events, we still need more work on making sure why it's better is truly understandable. Users need to really get it and trust it.
Right. So the big question then, as AI gets woven more into our lives, especially with multiple people around, how do we make sure these systems are super effective at spotting everything, even the rare things, but also transparent enough so we understand their reasoning, achieving both effectiveness and fairness? Definitely something to mull over as our homes keep getting smarter.